from Singapore, and I'm going to present Virshaka from Easy WebEx. So I'll go through three slides. So you have choices today. You have Django, Grok, Pylons, TurboGates. When I started looking for WebEx on Python, I chose TurboGates. It's kind of very hard to install. Django takes time to install. Then somehow I stumbled on Web2Py. I've been sticking with it. I'll show you what it can do. I'm not going to read everything out. All it needs is Python installed on your machine. And you can do the entire cycle, development, debugging, in a web browser. Right? So Python US apparently for the payment system, they use Web2Py. Okay, so let's say you want to install. It's actually quite simple. So just go download the package and unzip it. How you start the application, you just specify a port. The admin password you don't have to specify it here. There are better ways to do it. I'm just doing it for the demo. So the process is started. Now you can go to a web browser and see the application. So this runs on localhost. So what you get is unable to connect.
4,000.
So you get a basic shell, but what I have done is to save time, I have an application running at 8000. Okay. So my objective here today is to show something. On Linux, if you want to see system load, we run what's called catproc CPU. Yeah. Or you can run W, for example, some commands. I just want to present that in a web interface. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to scheme the same password which I put in the command line. So this is how it looks like. So I go to, these are all various applications installed. And it has models, controllers, views. You can edit, add, do whatever you want. You can do online translations to add languages. So let's say I edit so I get a form. When I edit, I get a form. So what I've done is inserted the import commands and I have defined three functions here. I just return a dictionary object and I run the respective Linux system command. And the output is passed just as a string. Right? So it's just really one line what I'm doing. So the URL will be get load. So if you see here, when I edit a controller, I actually get it here. So this is my output. Those who run Linux or Mac, probably not Mac, Linux can recognize this. This is my system load. So if I want to get, say, uptime, I can do the same thing. So of course, it comes with a pre-built template, which if you don't like, you can just go back to view. And I have a couple of views here. And they all extend a default layout. I can change the default layout. And let's say edit uptime. This is how it looks like. So Actually, I added just two lines, three lines total. So this is a dictionary object we are passing from the controller back to the view. This is all you need to do. So if you want to get more info, you can go to this Google Groups. It's fairly active. There are 1,860 users. There's an official book. And of course, this is a website. Yeah, that's it. Thanks.